Cego.
Buju anim.
Dan at a at anzenu shuk with an.
Tante.
Hey, inu hadikai.
This is Words and Culture, a series on Indigenous languages, funded by SiriusXM through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.
Tanse, welcome to Words and Culture. I'm Michael Hutchinson, your host for the Cree episodes. Now, I have two hometowns. My family is from Mispawistic, but I graduated high school from a Canadian town called Lac du Bonnet. There, we lived on a piece of land where we had horses and chickens and dogs. It was a hobby farm, but it was 20 minutes away from the nearest civilization. That meant when it got dark out there, it got dark, and we could see the night sky in its full glory. When I got big enough to be a bad hunter, I would walk out into the darkness of the night, and the thinking about the stars kept me from thinking about stumbling across a bear. I loved the stars and the night sky. I'm really excited about my guest this week, Richard Keeper. He's a cultural support worker at the Manitoba First Nation Education Resource Center, but he's also a stargazer himself and a knowledge keeper of Cree star stories.
My name is Sagajdeogamau in my Cree name, and my name is Alan Keeper. They call me Richard, and I'm from Tathaskra Cree Nation, Tathaskra Nusjin, and Udantatiskan Manitoba First Nation Education Resource Center, Nina Ayatuskata Manoma, Nino Matswin, and this way being a cultural worker.
I asked Richard when he first became interested in the night sky.
I started with my dad, you know, being in a trap line, being in the outdoors, trapping every night and sled dog mushing, and you know, sometimes I would train at night, and traveling by boat, and fishing, hunting, you know, trapping. Seasons I would be out there on the land. And I've used the stars to navigate my, whenever I got lost. Because at nighttime, you don't have light. You can't follow the trails, eh? So you got to look up into the Big Dipper.
So stars were really the tools for you to help you find your way. Now, do you remember the first time when your dad started sort of downloading the teachings to you? Do you remember when he first started talking about that?
I would say that my dad was a storyteller. That's how he taught us in Cree. He would sit us down, and we would sit down, and he would talk. That's how we learned Cree, and also the constellations. That's how we were taught, eh?
A lot of cultures have perspectives on the stars and have created their own constellations and their own figures that sort of, you know, the stars are the connected dots that they make up. Do you have, you know, where do you start when you start with the kids, or do you have a favorite constellation that you like to talk about?
It changes as you go, eh? Because when I first started being a kid myself, I had to talk about the Fisher story. Then I had to learn about the bear, because that Big Dipper is there. I had to know the difference between a Big Dipper and a Small Dipper. Where are they? So I had to know the Big Dipper goes to Polaris, right? And so I had to know the Nisga Trail, the Milky Way, Singus. It's on the opposite end. You have to be in between. That's how you know that you're in the right path.
Okay.
Opposite of it, eh? And when there's a Milky Way in the sky, that bright Milky Way, that's where Cygnus sits. And this is a trail of the Nisga. And that's what they follow. And this falls under south and north trail, the Milky Way, our constellation, our universe. That's how you find your way. So yeah. You see these two stars. That's all you really need, is these three constellations, eh? And you find your way there. The other interesting one that's in the north that's really bright is the Wisagajak, they call them, eh? That's Orion. And these three stars are so bright. This one right here, and it points to a the hole in the sky, we call this, eh? So Pleiades, they call that the blanket, star blanket.
Richard holds up an image of the constellation most of us know as Orion. Orion is visible in the northern hemisphere during the winter months, and the three bright stars that make up his belt. But for the Cree, Orion is Waysakijak. Waysakijak is the Cree's trickster spirit. He was one of the first things created in the universe. On one level, he represents the interplay between order and chaos. And on another level, he represents the full range of human spirit and action, which is why he does some pretty crazy stuff sometimes. He's capable of both normal, rational thought, as well as the extremes of human action.
Apuigachak, apuigachak, kisiyizik, kisiyizigo. Aguf, itzigadioma, aguf. Aguf is a star blanket. Aschak, aschak was aguf, it's called, eh?
Okay.
It's a star blanket. And this star blanket is a creation story that Waysakijak points out to that direction for that's where we go to the spirit world. Waysakijak is a word that to love another human being, the
okay.
plant world, the creation of the earth is everything he created, creator, to love that because he believes in a spirit. Waysakijak. And the values we hold in the star blanket are the seven teachings. We talk about these teachings, eh? And that's what... there's different concepts, there's different interpretation. I have my own interpretation, you know. What it means is he's holding a bow. And within that end of that bow, there's an arrow there. And that arrowhead symbolizes your heart, Waysakijak. And they put Waysakijak in this constellation because the Star Nation, they love this guy. This
okay.
guy is powerful, you know. He's like our Jesus,
yeah.
our Buddha. He's our God, eh? So they chose them on this continent in Turtle Island. So he's holding that bow and he's holding his hand this way to symbolize that... The women he's holding, we are protecting the women for the next generations to come. We must teach them the values, the seven teaching, in order to make it up there. So he's pointing that direction. You want to make it back to your ancestors here, where we come to visit here on Earth. That this hole in the sky is how you make it back to the spirit world.
So what we believe is that when people pass, they go through those, and those stars are often called the Seven Sisters.
The Seven Sisters.
Yeah, and so we go through the Seven Sisters back to get to the spirit world.
Yeah, to add that on, eh, before we enter back here to the earth. This is Ujek. Ujek he's a character. He's a Big Dipper character here. We got lowered down through the spider web here. You see
okay.
this? So what happened was when our human beings from the Pleiades here, they were hunters. They were watching the earth and this planet and they asked Creator, that's a beautiful place. It's like a heaven, eh? And heaven probably looks like that. And but this is the first heaven, they call it. And we wanted to stay here and visit. And Creator said, okay. As long as you come back and return back to the spirit world to come and visit. But as long as you take care of it, look after it, Mother Earth, and when you're done, I'll give you 100 years to live. And that's your time. We're supposed to live at that age. And that's how much we're given. And go back to the spirit world. Fisher is, when we came back, we were on a tree. And it was the wapus, the rabbit. And he said, look at that spirit up on that tree. Can someone go get that? So some of the animals couldn't climb a tree, like a wolf can't climb, eh? But Ujek said, I'll go. And when he went over there, he had those markings. And this is what one of my favorite stories growing up is, because my dad told me this specific story, eh? And he put, there's claw marks right here, footprints on the... Over here, these were hanging on to that, eh?
Okay.
And some bodies right here.
As he speaks, Richard holds up a star card relating to the Fisher constellation.
Oh, check. A star, eh? That word soul. So that's how this animal got to the lowers down, and we became human beings to walk on this earth, eh? And beside that, that's not in the constellations here, that the Wapus means to Awapa Tamangyan, to Kawapmat, to be able to see a spiritual being. And that Wapus is able to see spirit.
Okay.
Awapa Taman. The elders have that gift to be able to see in the future what's going to happen to our generations to come. Or they can prophesy those kind of things. They're gifted that way. Awapahtamane, the trail. So that's what that word means, eh? Wapus.
Okay.
And
so the Fisher is the Big Dipper, but so is
the bear.
Musqua. So is there, you know, does one come from one culture, or is it just different stories from different families, or how does that work?
It's different. Different stories, but they use the same constellations repetitively. Different cultures use it in a different way. The Big Dipper, the Sioux people, for example, eh? And they say they go here in the center of that Dipper, the Big Dipper. That's where they go to the spirit world. Yeah, ours, we go to the star blanket. And the interesting part of it is we're open to learning cultures, as we're multicultural today. And when I share that, you never know, a Sioux student will be sitting there, or a Ojibwe student sitting there. So we have to kind of let ourselves open today, being educators like that, eh? So that's what I learned. And certain people have different beliefs, so we have to be always open to their culture.
Just to let listeners know, we're looking at a star, a constellation map that is created by the Manitoba First Nation Resource Center. And you can go online and look at our online shop at www.mfnerc.org and go to the shop there, and you can find the star map that we're looking at.
And talking about this star map, it's circle, it's circular. That's our constellation within our planet system, in our solar system, eh? We have so many stars here. We have millions,
mm-hmm.
and of stars within this constellation, and this is a circle of our. This is our
night sky.
This is our medicine wheel. This is our universe. This is our Sundance Lodge. You want me to talk about the Sundance Lodge?
Please.
Okay, the Sundance Lodge is in the center. And the center pole of that Sundance Lodge is this Thunderbird, the center of it. And on the opposite side is the south doorway. As we follow this Milky Way system, that's our doorway. When we do our ceremony, we enter through that door. And then you enter through this way, and our Sundance tree is here. The black holes are here. There's eggs here. And within that that eagle nest in the Sundance, we have the eagle nest on top. This is our tree. This is our Sundance pole. And this is the old white thunderbird that sits there. That's her nest. So this is the whole universe, you know, the four directions here. Wapanosawano. In our teachings, we talk about Bisim, those are pipe directions. We have Binesu, that's at Binesu in the door in the south, right here. And then we have Nutin on this side, and we have Buffalo on this side. So this is our constellation, this is our universe, eh? This is Sundance Lodge. The reason I talked about that, the tree, eh? When we came down from this tree, is all our ceremonies, we use the pole. The horse dance, we have that. We have this pole here. We have the sun dance. We have the horse dance. We have buffalo dance. We have these different ceremonies, these chicken dances, these round dances. They always put a pole here and a pole here and a pole there into the four directions. If you get married traditional way, You stand here with your partner on this side, and the pole is put here, poplar trees, yeah. Just like the sun. But the five poles are here, and the guy that marries you with the pipes, it stands here.
Okay.
So, well, just to clarify for our listeners there, what Alan is saying is that in most of our ceremonies, a pole is put up in the center, and that is what becomes the centerpiece of the ceremony, with other poles put around to represent the four directions. And the pole put in the center is the nesting tree of the Thunderbird.
Exactly. We have these 13 seasons, these seasons right here.
Yeah.
From here, summer, and the animals travel this way and go down to the north direction.
Okay.
And they stay there, and they go back again to the south doorway. And this is the Milky Way. And this is where Niskemeskano, it's called, eh? In our language, Niskemeskano. And that's what the geese follow, the ducks. So that's how the trail goes, explaining from the universal perspective. And within these constellations, there sits the spider, eh? He had to find his way. That's what he called that trail, too. He had to find a way to come down, eh? So he had to, this guy had to lower him down here onto that tree.
That's why he has a web?
That's why he's got a web, yeah. And that's how he, those two hunters arrived here to visit Mother Earth, the human beings. And today, that is part of our teachings.
So one of the things I've heard about the spider is that it has eight legs, so it can, four of them hold up the sky and four of them touch the earth. I don't know if you've heard that or...
You know, that's creation, eh?
Okay.
You are created like that, you know? If you take a look at your fingers, the four fingers, this is your upper arteries, and these are your bottom arteries, your blood flow, your vein.
Okay.
And who's taking care of you? Who made you? Creator.
Your thumb.
And that's your thumb. And how big is your heart?
The size of my fist.
The size of your fist, exactly. And when we put them together like this, eh, it represents Earth, you know,
yeah,
on this planet. And then...
when you put your hands together like that.
Yeah. And man and woman.
Your two thumbs.
Yeah, to take care of this, the human being.
Yeah.
The children to come, eh? It's a reminder that's how Creator made us.
Well, another big part of the night sky is the moon, Grandmother Moon. She had a huge impact on humanity, and I was curious about teachings related to Earth's companion.
This little boy, regarding the drum, he had in the Sweat Lodge teachings, eh? It was through dreams that we had that during the vision quest. He went on to the moon, this little boy. And that time, people didn't get along. He wanted to help people, eh? This little boy, so he went fasting. But in his dream, he went under that moon. And then under that moon, he dreamt that of a sweat,
okay,
and a drum. And one of the animals that said to him, "There, we need, our people need kindness on earth." So he offered his the deer, the animal, offered his hide. He said, "I want to help her. I want you to use me and my fur to make a drum, the symbol of kindness." We have that symbol in our hair, is our kindness, eh? And part of our body is tobacco. We're a human pipe, eh?
Okay.
Yeah, we're a human pipe. You know that teaching?
No.
No? Okay, your body, your skull is your stem, eh? Not stem, the bowl.
Okay.
And the tobacco is that, you know, kind.
Your
is your kindness, to be kind, and your spinal cord is your stem, eh?
Okay.
Connection to your head here, eh? So we're a human pipe, and caring and sharing is what we do. We pray to for people and that day. So that's how the body's made. But anyway, going back to that story, is that that I'm just clarifying the hair part is your kindness, eh? And same with the animal. You offer that fur to us to use drums, the rattles we use. In this dream, when he came to make that sweat, that's how it came to be with that teaching.
I asked Richard to share one last star story with me.
This wolf, coyote, and fox, they made a dog, eh? And we needed a companion. We needed a protector. And that is a creation story also. The first animal created was a bear. And then he created the wolf, and he created the horse. But anyway, going back to that wolf, he ran around two times the earth. And when he was done, he went up to Creator and said, "You're done. You've done a beautiful job, Creator. I think everything is all here, what you had wanted." And that's where that wolf song comes song in the second round of the ceremony, the Sweat Lodge song. And he's a protector of the universe. When he howls to the moon. He like that song, eh? Even they wrote songs about that. But that's what our song is. He's actually protecting the whole galaxy.
Okay. Well, what is the name of the constellation? It says that the constellation is, for Western telling, is the Little Dipper. How do you pronounce it in Cree?
We use that at Temastakusuk, we call that, eh?
And what would that mean?
A Tim is a dog, eh?
Yeah.
A Tim. So.
A Tim.
A Tim.
A Takochuk. No.
A Chakusuk.
A Chakosuk. A Tim, a Chakosuk.
This is a different dialect. A Chakusuk, eh? A Chak means his soul.
Okay. And it says here that the North Star is known as the Wolf Star. So different cultures obviously have looked at the stars in different ways, yeah, and come up with their own, related their own stories to,
exactly,
the stars.
Exactly, exactly. They have their own, they have their buffalo, the Sioux people have their own story, you know.
Richard and I wrapped up our conversation with him teaching me three words in Cree.
Wachie. Wachie is a good one, eh?
Wachie.
Wachie. Wachie, that's our greeting, eh? Wachie. Okay. What it means is a big hill, eh? And that big hill is my trapline, my animals, my home, my cabin, my family goes there. When I meet you, this is where I come from. So you watch him, Kitamiskatin. Well, you know what that tamiskatin means? It means we'll find it together. We'll find the outcomes of the outcomes in a curriculum.
Okay.
We'll find it, the outcomes of this constellation, the outcomes of it, the teachings of it, what's behind that story.
But we'll do it together.
We'll do it together. We'll do it together as a nation,
yeah,
as friends, you know, like that.
Kitamiskatin,
yeah.
Okay.
So that's how they greet each other, our people. Wachie, kitamiskatin. Tante. Ostian.
Tante Ostian.
Yeah, where are you from? And you tell me you're from Grand Rapids. You're from there. But what it actually means is your belly button. Kitagisi, your belly button. These are your roots. These are where you're born. This is where
Where's your center?
Where's your center? And my center is this Milky Way, the spider road, and it leads to the spirit world.
Yeah.
It's a big word. It's a universal word. It means a whole thing. Eh? It means a whole universal word. That's how big our words are.
Yeah.
The Miskatin, your Wachiet is where I'm from, my family, you know. That's how big these words are, three words I gave you.
Okay.
It explains everything what I just finished telling you in this teachings tonight. And that's sort of three words. Summarize everything.
That was Richard Keeper. Richard is a star instructor with the Manitoba First Nation Education Resource Center. He travels around to schools to teach students about Cree star stories. We also have other stars in our world. Musician Chris Dirksen is from the Tall Cree First Nation in Alberta. Chris is a two-spirit cellist. Her music combines the cello with an electronic beat. From her 2013 debut album, The Cusp, this is Chris Dirksen and 2 Hours Parking. Was Chris Dirksen and 2 Hours Parking. Thank you so much for joining us today, Ecosse. If you want to find out more about Richard Keeper, please visit the Manitoba First Nation Education Resource Center, or mfnerc.org. And remember to check out the Words and Culture website for more episodes on Indigenous languages. I'm Michael Hutchinson. Thank you for listening. Be well. Stay smiling.
Words and Culture is made possible with funding from SiriusXM through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. Words and Culture is produced by Kim Wheeler. Kaylin Belair is our audio engineer and editor.
Onigiwahi, Gigawabamin, Soko Seni Denit E, Nina Nuji Hina,
Ekose,
Kakuhutau, We'll see you again.
You're listening to CJSF 90.